أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. يا زكريا إنا نبشرك بغلام اسمه يحيى لم نجعل له من قبل سميا. In the opening ayat of Surah Maryam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala related to us the dua that Zakariya alayhi salam had made for a child. Though he was of advanced age, his wife was extremely old, and on top of that she was barren, yet he did not give up in making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he believed and understood that nothing was beyond the capability and the power of Allah azza wa jal. The important thing to note is at the end, when he made the dua, he says, وَجْعَلْهُ رَبِّ رَضِيًّا. Before the child is even born, he's telling Allah and he's asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless him with such a child who will be one of the favorites of Allah. So already he's making dua for the piety of the child, the righteousness of the child. And we find this quite consistent with the duas of the Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam. When Ibrahim alayhi salam made a dua for a child, he says, رَبِّ هَبْلِي مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. Already before the child is even born, he's saying, oh Allah, bless me and grant me a pious, righteous child. So the important thing is that when making dua for a child, we should also specify and we should also mention in our dua the type of child and the piety and the righteousness that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should bless the child with. In the next few ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs Zakariya alayhi salam through Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam of the acceptance of his dua. Ayah number 7 of Surah Maryam. Allah says, Ya Zakariya. The angel comes down and he says, O Zakariya, inna nubashiruka bi ghulam. Certainly we give you the good news of a boy. Ismuhu Yahya. His name shall be Yahya. لَمْ نَجْعَلْ لَهُ مِنْ قَبْلُ سَمِيًّا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs Zakariya alayhi salam that this is a special name. No other person before him was given the name Yahya. So he was the first child who was given this name Yahya. قال Zakariya alayhi salam, although this is exactly what he wanted, but he was so shocked and so amazed and so surprised at the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless him with a child despite the many worldly impediments that were found. So he, out of shock and out of surprise, قال, he says, رَبِّ أَنَّا يَكُونُ لِي غُلَامٌ. Oh my Rabb, how will a child be for me? How will a son be for me? How is it possible? وَكَانَتِ امْرَأَتِ عَاقِرًا. And my wife is barren. وَقَدْ بَلَغْتُ مِنَ الْكِبَرِ عِتِيًّا. And I have reached extreme old age. So my wife is barren, she's old, medically she cannot give birth, and I am of extreme old age. Oh Allah, how is it that I will be blessed with a son? قَالَ كَذَلِكَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that is how it will be. Allah has taken the decision. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had decided this, and this is how it will be. قَالَ رَبُّكَ عَلَيْهُ عَلَيَّ هَيِّنٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the angel tells Zakariya alayhi salam that your Rabb has said, Allah has said, هُوَ عَلَيَّ هَيِّنٌ. It is extremely easy for me. It is easy for me to do that. Sometimes because we feel that it is impossible, humanly impossible, we believe that it is difficult for Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, هُوَ عَلَيَّ هَيِّنٌ. It is easy for me to do that. وَقَدْ خَلَقْتُكَ مِنْ قَبْلِ. Oh Zakariya, I have created you before. وَلَمْ تَكُ شَيْئًا. And you were nothing. The creation of every human being is a miracle. And the creation of every human being is easy unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah brought the entire universe into existence. To bring a child into existence is absolutely nothing and is absolutely easy for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Zakariya alayhi salam made dua to Allah after he was given this good news, and he wanted to know the moment his wife conceived, the moment she fell pregnant. He wanted a sign. Today, perhaps the women, they go for pregnancy tests. So easily, very easily, they can determine whether they have conceived whether there is a fetus contained within their bodies or not. She was of extreme old age, so there was no apparent sign that could indicate to him that his wife had fallen pregnant and that she had conceived. So he made dua to Allah. What did he say? قَالَ رَبِّ جَعَلِّي آيَةً. Oh Allah, make for me a sign. Meaning, give me some sign to let me know that my wife has fallen pregnant and she has conceived. Allah says, قَالَ آيَتُكَ أَلَّا تُكَلِّمَ النَّاسَ ثَلَاثَ لَيَالٍ سَوِيَّةً. Your sign shall be that you will be unable to speak to humans, you will be unable to speak to the people for 3 consecutive days, though you will be healthy. Allah Ta'ala will take away from you the ability of speech. That was the sign. And the moment that happened, the moment he lost the ability of speech, he realized this is a sign from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala that my wife has fallen pregnant. This was the sign. And ulama al-mufassirin explained that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala took away from him the ability of speech and speaking to people, but this was a miracle of Allah. He could still use his tongue to glorify, praise and worship Allah. That's why Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says, you will not be able to speak to people, but conversing with Allah, praising Allah, worshipping Allah, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala allowed him to continue doing that with this piece of flesh, the tongue that he had in his mouth. So the moment he became dumb temporarily, the ability of speech was taken away from him for 3 consecutive days. He realized that his wife had conceived, and Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says, Sawiyan, though you will be healthy and you will be fit, you will lose the ability to speak to people. فَخَرَجَ عَلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ مِنَ الْمِحْرَابِ. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala answered the dua of Zakariya alayhi salam while he was in this special chamber of his, praying to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Allah says elsewhere in the Quran, in the 3rd juz of the Quran, وَهُوَ قَائِمٌ يُصَلِّ فِي الْمِحْرَابِ, that at the time when he was standing in his chamber, his special room of prayer, the mihrab, known as the mihrab, that is when he was given the good news that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will allow him to have a child. So Allah explains, فَخَرَجَ عَلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ مِنَ الْمِحْرَابِ. Allah says he exited from the mihrab and he came out to his people from the mihrab. فَأَوْحَىٰ إِلَيْهِمْ, and he instructed them and he commanded them, أَنْ سَبِّحُوا بُكْرَةً وَعَشِيًّا, glorify Allah, sing the praises of Allah, remember Allah, بُكْرَة, the early part of the morning, وَعَشِيًّا, and during the evening. How did he do this? Because of course he did not have the ability to speak. He could not speak to the people, he could not speak to the community. So Mufassirin explained he did this through gestures, through sign language. So even though Allah had taken away from him the ability of speech, he did not see that as a weakness within him, and he did not see that as an excuse not to invite and not to call people to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Whatever means was available to him, he used that means to continue teaching them and reminding them of the greatness of Allah. So Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says he came out once from his ihrab when he realized that Allah had blessed him with a child and that his wife had conceived. So he came out, instructed his people that continue glorifying and praising Allah during the morning and evening. When the child was born, when Yahya alayhi salam was born, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala addressed Yahya, Ya Yahya, khudil kitaba biquwa, O Yahya, take the book. Take the book of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala firmly. Hold on to Al-Kitab, the book, whichever book was practiced upon during that era. Hold on to the book of Allah firmly. وَآتَيْنَاهُ الْحُكْمَ الصَّبِيَّةِ. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says, Yahya alayhi salam was a special child. He was a special Nabi of Allah. As a young child, Allah says, as a young child, we blessed him with wisdom. Yahya alayhi salam was very different from other children. He had very unique qualities within him. He was a very serious child. Growing up as a child also, he had a great level of maturity, a great level of wisdom within him. Mufassirin and scholars explain about Yahya alayhi salam that while the other children would play, he would remain alone on his own. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala gave him and blessed him with this level of maturity, intelligence and wisdom from a very young
age, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of him, وَعَتَيْنَاهُ الْحُكْمَ الصَّبِيَّ, while he was a sabi, while he was a child, we blessed him with wisdom. وَحَنَانًا مِنْ لَدُنَّا, what else did we bless him with? Allah says, and we blessed him with compassion, with love from our side, special form of love that we placed within him, وَزَكَاهُ, and purity. We blessed him with purity, purity of the inner self as well as the outer self. وَكَانَ تَقِيَّ, Allah says about Yahya alayhi salam, he was a taqi. He was always, forever, Allah conscious and God fearing. وَبَرًّا بِوَالِدَيْهِ, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says he was very obedient towards his parents. That is Zakariya alayhi salam and the wife of Zakariya. He was obedient towards them, fulfilling their duties and being a good child towards them. وَلَمْ يَكُنْ جَبَّارًا عَصِيًّا, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says he was never oppressive and he was never disobedient. وَسَلَامٌ عَلَيْهِ يَوْمَ وُلِدْ, Allah says peace be upon Yahya, the day he was born. وَيَوْمَ يَمُوتْ, and the day he shall die. And peace be upon him. وَيَوْمَ يُبْعَثُ حَيَّا, peace be upon him the day when he shall be resurrected from his grave alive. May Allah grant us understanding.